But deep down, I know, it's like, you know, they had husbands they despised. But if their husband had been a better man, they would have loved it. They know they would have loved it. They would love to have that. But a lot of times they put on such high standards. It's like, well, you know, if you want something that great, you ought to be that great yourself. And my wife has had to be patient with me. I didn't just come prepackaged to be good for her. She had to put up with a lot of things, a lot of not good things from me before God came and made changes, you know? So, I mean, it's like, good luck to you all out there in your marriages and lives. I'm really, I'm thankful for what I've been given. And I have a lot of sympathy for those who have not found peace in their married lives, or, you know, in that which, the, you know, those other relationships I don't have. They have, it's just fornication and all this stuff. It's just, I have nothing but pity for you as well, for the fact that you're missing out on something much better. So, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing in the Lord. All things? Everything? Even if they tell me to steal? See, that's why sometimes all things don't mean all things, do they? Ah, but, you know, but even as this is pleasing to the Lord, obviously, but you know, children should obey their parents. I think that it's wrong for parents to expect children to continue to obey them in small, like when they become adults and they are no longer under their parent, you know, they honor their parents in a certain respect. And the way you do that, it varies depending on things. There's no law anymore concerning this. It's all according to the Spirit, according to love, the law of Christ. You know, when I was a child, I spake as a child. And but now I'm a grown man. When a man grows up, he leaves his father and his mother, and he goes and cleaves to his wife and becomes a father in his own right. I don't live with my parents. You know, what if they, you know, again, I guess because some, I say this because I know there are some people who, like, they would want to make themselves lords over their children for all eternity. I guess I speak more through my own experience. And in every wicked thing they do, they want their children to approve and honor them instead of admonishing them, which is where real love is. Admonishing. It's like, and I said, well, you're being so hard on that person. I've never been hard on anyone in my life. Let me think. Not really, no. The light affliction of a word of admonishment or a request. Apologize to that person. Oh, you asked too much. Well, then there'll be consequences. It's about love. Love is teaching someone to do right. Try to help them escape death. Because what they do will kill them. And sometimes in love you take greater steps. Like I said, if God loves you, like I love, if I saw my children about to kill themselves by their deeds, and I had the power to stop them, I would, in a heartbeat, stop them from killing themselves. Well, they gotta have free will and just do whatever they want. Maybe so. But I'll tell you what. Love is more powerful. And what it says is, like you say, in spite of what you want, I'm gonna do something that makes you uncomfortable so that you could live. That's where love comes in. Love sometimes does things against people's will. Sometimes love makes people uncomfortable. Because love isn't like, oh, let me make you comfortable in your wickedness so that you can comfortably slouch your way to death. I'm not God. I don't know God's will for people, right? So what I can to save anyone, I do. I want to. That's in my heart in any case. When Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites," and said all that, do you think he didn't say that? He knew they wouldn't repent, but you know what? It was what needed to be said. If they were ever going to repent, they had to know what they were doing was wicked. They had to be rebuked. There had to be something said, something done. And like I said, it's something done. It wasn't like he went and took revenge on them and killed them or confiscated their houses and land. You know, you just put a little tiny consequence on someone and they're like, "Oh, you're so harsh." Because today, everyone just wants to live comfortably in everything. Slight discomfort is not being hard on someone. A little discomfort, God uses that all the time. It's like with kids. Verse 21, "Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged." Hey, mothers too, provoking children. That makes it be... discourages athumio. It means to be dispirited, or spiritless, actually, or disheartened. You take the heart right out of them. By certain provocation. Obviously, these, again, don't provoke your children. I should do nothing. Provoke them to good works. Provoke them to this. Obviously, you got to take it in the spirit. In all wisdom. And where do you get that? You get that through the scriptures. You got to see, the thing is, you have to immerse yourself and be filled with these things. If you're not filled with them, you're going to always be wondering, how do I do this? How does this, Paul, where did you get all this stuff anyways? Because I filled myself with it. Or rather, Christ filled me. To me, that always sounds higher. You know? It's almost like voluntary humility. Oh, well, it's all from Christ. I know it's all from Christ. I teach that. That's my doctrine. Their doctrine is totally the opposite. But I'm telling you, the wisdom you need to get is here, and you need to be filled with it. In all frankness, it's like, if you study with me, you will grow in it. And then, if you're not doing it yourself, you need help. There's a degree to which we need to be taught of God.